Thank you for joining the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for today's Missouri Basin Conference Call. Due to basin conditions, this is an ad hoc call to provide an update of current conditions and support provided to local communities by the Kansas City and Omaha districts. This call is provided as a courtesy to congressional representatives, tribal, state, and local government officials, levy sponsors, emergency managers, and the media. I am Eileen Williamson, and I will be your moderator. This call is recorded and placed on the Defense Video and Imagery Distribution Service for media reuse at www.dvidshub.net/unit/USACE-NWD. Your participation acknowledges your consent to be recorded. All lines should be on mute. The force mute function may not work on all phones, so please use your phone's own mute function and do not place the call on hold. The question and answer session will take place at the end of the call. As we started yesterday, for those of you who maybe weren't on the call yesterday, the Rivercrest has is exiting the Omaha District and entering the Kansas City districts. So opening comments will come from Lieutenant Colonel Doug Brownhill, Deputy Commander of the Kansas City District. We'll have an update from the National Weather Service Missouri Basin River Forecast Center. And Mike Doolin with Kansas City District will provide an update on the flooding response. Chris Perzer from the Kansas City District will provide an update on operations at tributary projects. Chad Sample from the Omaha District Emergency Management Branch will provide an update on the Omaha District's flood response. And others will check in with to see if they have any updates as well. With that, I'll hand the call over to you, Lieutenant Colonel Brownhill.
Hey, good afternoon, team. Lieutenant Colonel Brownhill from the Kansas City District. Thank you for joining us today. So as Eileen said, as the crest continues to move south into our area of operations, we continue to monitor the freeboard along the federal and non-federal levees and assess the impact of last night's rainfall. And then, of course, share those impacts with all of the stakeholders. Our technical advisors are out today and on standby in the event that they are needed at any point along the Missouri River. We also understand that things may change over the next 24 hours. And as a result, our EOC is on standby, ready to assist as needed. And at any time, if anyone feels they need some assistance, please do not hesitate to reach out to our EOC. Thank you, and I'll turn it back over to Eileen.
Thank you, sir. And we'll hand the call over to Gene with the Missouri Basin River Forecast Center.
Thank you, Eileen. So during the past 24 hours, ending this morning, we had a swath of heavy rain that stretched across central Kansas and central Missouri. This included the Kansas City and St. Louis metro areas. We saw rainfall amounts of 2 to 4 inches, with local amounts approaching 5.5 inches. The placement of this rainfall was nearly on top of the Missouri River main stem, which has caused, and in some cases, significantly higher crest, mainly below St. Joseph, Missouri. So I'll describe our current look of forecast, and this takes into account past precipitation and 24 hours of future precipitation. Starting at Omaha, the river fell below flood stage and will continue to fall. Nebraska City is past crest and still in minor flood category. It is expected to fall below flood stage on Saturday. For Brownville and Rulo, they are cresting and remain in the moderate flood category. They are expected to remain above flood stage through much of the weekend. At St. Joseph, the river is expected to crest on Friday at 23.6 feet. Next slide, please. At Kansas City, the Missouri River will crest below flood stage early Friday morning at 30.1 feet. Waverly, Missouri will crest in moderate flood category Friday afternoon near 29.6 feet. At Glasgow, the river will crest in moderate flood category Saturday morning near 31.7 feet. For Boonville, the river will crest in minor flood category Saturday afternoon near 29.1 feet. Jefferson City will crest moderate Saturday night near 27.6 feet. And at Herman, the river is now expected to crest in moderate flood category near 31.5 feet on Friday morning. As a reminder, all of these new higher crests were caused by the local rainfall last night. Now, looking ahead over the next 5 days, showers and thunderstorms will continue across the region. As typical with thunderstorms, locally higher amounts are also possible. For day one, which includes today through tonight, showers and thunderstorms across North and South Dakota could bring 1 to locally 2 inches of rain across the James River and Sioux River basins. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are expected to redevelop across Missouri and Iowa this afternoon and overnight. On day two, Friday and Friday night, little to no precipitation is expected anywhere in the Missouri River Basin. Days three and four, Saturday and Sunday, scattered showers and thunderstorms are expected again across Nebraska, Kansas, Iowa, and Missouri. Localized rainfall amounts of up to 1 inch are possible in thunderstorms. For Monday, day five, scattered showers and thunderstorms will linger across Missouri. In summary, over the next 5 to 7 days, none of the precipitation is expected to have significant impact on the Missouri River levels. Thank you.
Thanks, Gene. We'll hand it over to Mike Doolin in the Kansas City District Emergency Operations Center.
Hi, Eileen. Good afternoon, everyone. Mike Doolin, Emergency Management Specialist with the Kansas City District Corps of Engineers. There's been no change in our EOC status today. However, after last night's rainfall and river forecasts, we're going to reevaluate that in the morning, possibly go into a level 2 partial activation starting tomorrow. Our flood fight team is currently working with levee districts from Waverly all the way downstream to Jeff City to the Washington, Missouri area, reaching out, making contact with them in order to determine flood fight needs and address any concerns. No performance issues are currently being reported downstream at Kansas City, and nearly all levee districts we've spoken to from Napoleon on down plan to begin patrolling their levee systems today or tomorrow as those crests from last night's rainfall move through. Current river observations do show that Rulo, Nebraska to St. Joe is remaining pretty flat in moderate flood stage. And as the Weather Service mentioned, that'll start dropping in the coming days as that northern crest passes through. So last night's rainfall fell below the upstream crest. However, we are seeing downstream gauges, downstream of Kansas City, that rainfall is pushing those river stages and higher into the minor and moderate flood categories. So tomorrow, July 5th, 6 non-federal levee systems downstream of Jeff City in the Chamoy to Labadee Reach do have the potential to overtop if forecast stages of 26 feet are reached at the Chamoy gauge. So there is some uncertainty in levee overtopping stages tied to the Chamoy gauge. So just keep in mind that just because they're forecast to overtop, there's no guarantee that they will. Stages will have to be met before that happens. Levee systems with the potential to overtop on July 5th, these are the ones between Chamoy and Labadee, are A1. Chamoy sections 1 and 2, Dearman, St. Albans Partners, and Toot Creek. Over the next 72 hours, 29 non-federal levee systems are now forecast to have between 2 and 5 foot of freeboard as floodwaters from recent rains pass through the system. This includes levees that are up and downstream of Kansas City. And 33 non-federal levee systems in the district are forecast to have between 2 and 5 foot of freeboard or greater than 5 foot of freeboard, as that floodwater passes by. Nearly all non-federal levee systems, as mentioned yesterday along the Missouri River, are gonna experience some form of loading. Federal levee systems in the district are experiencing loading, primarily upstream of Kansas City. However, all are still forecast to have greater than 5 foot of freeboard. Over the next couple days, precipitation in the district is forecast to clear out and remain relatively dry. If that holds true, that spike downstream of Jeff City should be pretty short-lived. This morning, we received one request for direct assistance. That was for 10,000 sandbags, which is being filled from our Napoleon office, and that's for the Ray Carroll Sugar Tree Levee District in the Waverly area. Our EOC is going to remain activated until floodwaters have receded. If you need to reach us at any time, please call at 816-426-6320. If it's after hours, just leave your name and a callback number and we will get back to you soon. All right, thank you. That concludes my remarks.
Thank you, Mike. And Chris Perzer.
Thank you, Eileen. Good afternoon, everybody. I have two brief slides for you today. Most importantly is the first slide. And on this slide here, I'm reporting out the significant activities of the past 24 hours, the current 24 hours, and what we anticipate for the 24 hours of tomorrow. So yesterday when I briefed, we were coordinating to curtail hydropower generation out of our Harry S. Truman project in the Osage Basin. Those coordination efforts were secured yesterday, and we went into the current 24-hour period beginning at midnight this morning with hydropower curtailed, very much limited is what that means, to just firm power only. So that by doing that, in coordinating that through SWAPA and through Ameren, that takes 20,000 CFS out of the river. So there's 20,000 CFS less going down the Osage River than if we hadn't done that. So that's a good news, and that takes some of the water out of the river. And so we're not contributing to flooding to the flood crest at and below Herman on the Missouri River. So for the current 24-hour period, that firm power restriction will remain in place for Truman, and that will extend today, July 4th, and certainly tomorrow, July 5th. And we anticipate at this point, although it might change, but we're also anticipating that Truman will remain in that reduced state through the 6th of July. So if we can move to the next slide. Thank you, Eileen. This is just for information purposes, the Kansas City District. We, in red there in the upper right, we have our water management reports. We report daily the district lakes status and their forecasts, lake elevations and their releases, and the black and blue text below there with the red arrows are probably the two key reports that people might be interested in looking at. And it all references to the map on the left there. Those names in red, those represent the Kansas City District reservoirs, the lake projects that we're responsible for. And with the black star right there in the middle, there's Kansas City and the epicenter there. And you can see the trace of the Missouri River, just to give you a little spatial orientation as to where our projects are and their relation to the Missouri River. And with that, I will turn it back over to Eileen. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris. And I'm going to hand it over to Chad Sample in the Omaha District. Chad.
Good afternoon. My name is Chad Sample. I'm an emergency management specialist for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Omaha District. We continue to maintain our activation status at level 2, which is a partial activation. Our updated hours of operation are 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily, and we remain available 24 hours daily. In the last 24 hours, we completed a direct assistance mission at L575, the Buchanan Levee District 01 in Missouri. Boil sandbagging was completed yesterday afternoon. The boils continue to flow, however, boil flow is reduced and no longer moving material. L550 was also identified as having a similar situation. Our levee surveillance teams worked with the sponsors, and we are continuing to survey the situation and are prepared to take additional action if requested. A more in-depth analysis of the levee structure will occur during the recovery phase. We will send notice to sponsors describing the process and timeline for levee repair claims due to flood damage. Helicopter surveillance, which has been invaluable in identifying and troubleshooting hotspots such as L575, will not occur again until Monday, 8 July, 2024. As floodwaters recede, we are reducing the number of levee surveillance teams in the field. Today, we maintain 4 teams out with 1 team on call for rapid response. This number will continue to reduce as we assess levee threat and river levels return to normal. If you have any questions for us, please call 402-995-2448 and leave a message. Our staff will return the call as quickly as possible. In summary, we continue working closely with levee sponsors in responding to changing conditions as they occur. From the USACE Omaha family to yours, we hope you have a happy and safe Independence Day. That concludes my remarks.
Thanks, Chad. I'm not sure if I missed it or if didn't say it, but releases from Gavin's Point Dam remain at 13,000 cubic feet per second. Moving on, yes. we will check in with state emergency managers and departments of transportation if there are any updates, starting with the state of Iowa. Kansas, Missouri.
From emergency management perspective, we have no updates. We're just continuing to support our partners.
Was that Jim?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and that's Missouri, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, just want to make sure.
This is Joe with MoDOT, and we currently have 33 routes closed due to flooding. And it's still only the one associated with the Missouri River in whole Atchison County at 111 near Craig and Corning.
Thank you, Joe. State of Nebraska.
Hi, Eileen. Craig Thielen, SID 1, Wright Bank, Missouri River. Happy Independence Day. All is good here. No new issues. Pumping continues. And this completes my update. Thank you.
Thanks, Craig. Any other state of Nebraska? And I think South Dakota has moved into their recovery mode. Have not heard from them in a couple days. So unless there's somebody from South Dakota. Okay, we'll move into question and answer period. I think looking at this, it's a lot of partner agencies versus media or other callers. But if you do have a question, you can raise your hand or put it in the chat. I am not seeing anything. I'll go through the states one last time. Star 6 to come off mute. Please state your name and the organization you represent. You may need to click the microphone to come off mute if star 6 doesn't work. State of Iowa. Kansas. Missouri. Nebraska. South Dakota. Okay, I'm going to hand it over to you, Colonel Brownhill, for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you very much, team. Thanks for all the input, the hard work, the dedication, especially over the 4th of July day and the weekend. As you guys go out and celebrate, however you guys celebrate, just make sure you do it safely so we can come into work the same way we came in today. So thanks so much and take care.
Thank you, everyone. That concludes today's call.